Good afternoon, and welcome to yet another edition of In You All Along here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Mr. Mark, and some people still don't know about the Mr. Mark Show. These people are as sorry and confused as a hysterical two-headed sex cult cobra surrounded by Bigfoot gorillas without clothing.
Now, last week we showed you kids how to call up a demon for show and tell. This week, we're going to show you how to make a pumpkin-headed scarecrow wake up and come alive. The criminal element of younger people out there already have a large collection of pumpkin-headed scarecrows, which they've stolen throughout the autumn. Pick your favorite and lay him out on your examination table. You need to wait at this point for a lightning bolt to course through your mad genius equipment and wake the monster up. Guess we'd better turn to today's weather. Clear and sunny. Gee, what a bad break. Plan B is to clip on jumper cables. One to the pumpkin head, the other to your own earlobe. When you step on the gas, mind will go in the scarecrow's body, which is the next best thing. Now run amok and haunt the neighborhood. Remember to take your pumpkin head off and throw it at people for a quick thrill. And avoid fire, the living scarecrow's deadly enemy. Just listen to the second assistant fire chief when he says to you, "Attention arsonists. Keeping you people from burning down your houses out of sheer carelessness is like trying to stop the tides. They're cutting our budget again, of course. And you cigarette-tossing, oily rag-saving barbecue chefs and trash burners are breeding like rabbits. Soon we'll be outnumbered, and the united planet of Earth will go up like an origami paperweight. On the other hand, if you must start fires, please know the rules. Gasoline or other accelerants are considered cheating. So are matches and cigarette lighters. Start the fire yourself with your own two hands like early man. For more tips, call the third assistant fire chief. Or stay tuned to learn more with less effort. It's the Mr. Mark Show.
and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind where the children laugh and the children play and we sing a song all day.
My name is Michael, I got a nickel, I got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy, that's what I'm gonna do.
In the playground in my mind, in a world that used to be, close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play and we sing a song.
I feel like so much has happened since we've last spent this time together. But really, that's true every week. There are always, whatever it is, 100 and something or other hours, 168 hours between, 67 hours between episodes of In You All Along here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. Just like last week, my name is Pete. And man, boy, did you tune in on Saturday? Saturday, I mean, never mind my show last week. This show was a fantastic Halloween special last week, but on WMFO all day on Saturday, we had a phenomenal 11 or so hour live day here in Studio A and in Studio D across the hall, with interviews happening in Studio C and engineers working in Studio B. We had a hospitality table set up in the record library and people lounging about in the lounge, all kinds of guitars and stuff here and there in the other ancillary rooms here. We've got a whole complex here. And it was full of people that were loving it and having a good time. It was a music festival on the air, and it's going to happen again in the spring and then again and again. And you should tune in. It made me really happy to be part of this excellent radio community down here and part of the music scene in Boston that we are so... so proud to be connected closely with. I could go on and on and on, but once again, thank you, thank you, thank you to all the volunteers that spent so much time preparing for that, like Mike and Bob and Kirsten and Sue and Rose, and I probably forgot about a half a dozen other people, I'm sure, but there were so many folks here running around, and Sean, and this is a great place. I'm lucky to be part of it. Anyway, just now we heard that really strange song, Playground in My Mind, from Clint Holmes, a single from 1970 featuring the children's chorus there, which I believe was the son of one of the songwriters. His name is lost to, well, to me, because I forget all the details. But anyway, someday I'll do a show just of children's chorus songs, and won't that be fun? I will give you ample warning to tune out. Before that, we heard from Dusty Springfield with a little leftover Halloween magic with Spooky, her cover of that song, and now I'm blanking on who originally did that. So Classics 4 did that song originally in 1967 or so. That was her 1970 release. Prior to that, we heard Mr. Mark, formerly of WMUH Allentown in Pennsylvania, with his Halloween segment, his autumn pumpkin gathering advice, how to make a pumpkin headed scarecrow come alive, from the Mr. Mark Show, an excellent show used to be on back in those days. And we opened up the show with the long, funky, spooky Masoko Tanga by The Police from 1978's Outlandos d'Amour. I don't know if the lyrics, if any real lyrics to that have ever been published. There are some lyrics out there that are kind of gibberish that were published because it was released in Japan, and somebody just listened and made an approximation of it. In the Japanese liner also contained some kind of footnote, apparently, that the song illustrates the negative effects of drug use. So keep that in mind. I don't know. I don't know the story. Anyway, behind me here, of course, is Herbie Hancock's Speak Like a Child from 1968's album of the same name. A wonderful recording. Can never get too much Herbie Hancock. I feel like I'm always using Herbie Hancock as bed music, but he makes me relaxed and happy. So there you go. And maybe this will make you relaxed and happy, though I doubt it. It will probably agitate and alarm you. So hold on tight.
Whisper the scream of dismissal of your expensive polished demo as broke snob. Sign on the dotted line for collateral. Put their lies on loan for lunch money. But the street value of cornstarch aided by the use of yesterday's hula loops. Our refuse won't recoup. Will slap mullets evaporate. Mist, bedrock bomber, Metro North incinerator. Recycle dry averages into cinders. You've heard only in Blitzkrieg birds. Sight like parts from a fleet exceeds the ranting of fractal sweet nothings. Out to pinpoint puncture this on point indescribable. Can't fetch with a frisbee Fido golden retriever. Flamboyant, prolific statement of intent with flair for all. Mr. Ballbeam push out the envelope with permutations pulled from the utility belt with enough brass balls to be himself. Dribble on my bib scribble. Are you deaf from amplify blowhards through segmented holes that residue ventilated like a harmonica? Fresh. Held upright in hand, a can of Glade potpourri in your atmosphere drenched by the scent of witch hazel astringent assimilants. Aim it from try fire resistant wipes. Wimps like nostrils helplessly play like 1 year olds. Screeching the answer to the question, can these lint filter chewable silk cycle selectors rinse me hand washable and deny my combustible force of fury digital? No.
Intrepid MC in representation of three, the tribe, pinnacle, anti-pop consortium, we rock like Kilimanjaro. Are no stars left in the sky?
What is your malfunction?
Intrepid MC in representation of three,
the tribe, pinnacle, anti-pop consortium, we rock
like Kilimanjaro. Are no stars left in the sky?
What is your malfunction?
Why is it that your mind is like a mausoleum at night inhabited by empty cases, faces rotting away into jack-o'-lanterns? Lampoon the moon for shining. Do you think you'll live for always? All day day I sit and ponder. Do your dreams wander from your head like old men with Alzheimer's? You call yourself a rhymer, sometimes the you and us makes me feel like a clown. The homonym, hominid, how many minutes between the here and now will it take? Is it true? I heard you sold your child away, sold your seed the other day to crack into this game. There's no shame, everything rhymes with pain. The color of language stain the canvas, convert art deco into ghettos. Slow like rhinos fighting to save their horns. Did you even mourn the death of your man? His chest collapsed, the elapsed lens, camera elliptic stretch out end. You're all about the flash in the pan, grease fire. I find higher intellect in the hive of worker bees. Intrepid MCs in representation of three,
the tribe, pinnacle, anti-pop consortium, we
rock like Kilimanjaro. Arnold Star stars left in the sky.
What is your malfunction?
Intrepid MCs in representation of three,
the tribe, pinnacle, anti-pop consortium, we rock
like Kilimanjaro. Are no stars left in the sky?
What is your malfunction?
I contemplate, levitate, meditate, crash your gate, eat your tape, steal your crates, watch your pace, laugh through days, chase a phrase, purple haze, slightly crazed, violent rage, turn the page, burn the sage, light the stage, make you sways, the half man, half this drive, live scheme to scream through MC's brains with pain like Gene Simmons on crystal methane, lyric tongue lash, math twist game, my click, total the whiz and odds, dip through fog as I jog, turn myself to a frog, then back to a prince, all the anthem, lantern, long john, creep through dense smog, down the streets with heat, plus a Swiss army knife, deep through memory, like an elephant, never forget, my halibut, eloquent, benevolent, society, snatch a body, lobotomy hobby, Mike Jalabi, junkyard bomb, boom, doom, next get stretched to cartoon, when I lift my brow, the answer, who, what, when, why, and how.
Blinds drawn all day
until we
condition.
Okay, here we are. Here we are yet again, you and me, having one of our moments here at 5:36 p.m. on Friday, November 1st, the first day of the rest of this month. You thought I was going to say the rest of your life. That remains to be seen. But what we know is that we just heard from Nick Lowe, with one of my favorite songs of Nick Lowe's and one of my favorite songs there is. I love the sound of breaking glass. That was from his amazing 1978 debut album, Jesus of Cool. Now, I'm not the first DJ to play those two songs together, but I preceded that with David Bowie's Sound and Vision from his 1977 album, Low. Nick Lowe's I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass is clearly riffing off of Sound and Vision, and it was not an accident. There was a little bit back and forth going on between them at that point. Or rather, I don't know how much back and forth it was, so much as it was Nick Lowe continually answering David Bowie in his output. That was from, as I said, Sound and Vision was from the album Low, L-O-W, and Nick Lowe, L-O-W-E, then followed this with an EP of his own called Bowie, B-O-W-I, omitting the E, just as Bowie had done with Nick Lowe's name. And then he followed the song Sound and Vision with. I love the sound of Breaking Glass. Breaking Glass was a song off of, geez, was it off of Low? I don't know. It's a very complex web. We'll get to the bottom all of the rest of this in due time. But in the meantime, before that, we heard from Antipop Consortium with Slab. That's from their 2000 debut album, Tragic Epilogue. And we opened the set, of course, with Jack White and Respect Commander off of 2018's Boarding House Reach. That was a big, big release last year. Gets stuck in my head every now and then, which is really complicated because it's not a catchy song. But I really dig the drums in there, and it's a lot of fun. It's 5:39 here, which, as you and I both know, as you've been dying to hear, we're going to make this a quick story time, shall we? You can hear the rustling that Mike is picking up of the storybook. And the story we're going to tell today, what would be timely? Let's see. We've got, oh, this is a good one. Very timely. Look out your window, kids. It's autumn. So, in this shuffling, rustling papers here, just like the leaves outside, we've got autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And that closes the book on story time. Okay, 5:40. We are right on schedule. You know what that means? I should stop talking now and play you some more music.
Humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, that's going to do it for this week, but not before I tell you what you just heard here on In You All Along. You just heard from Abby Barrett with Reconcile off of 2018's AB Sides. Abby will be playing tomorrow night, Saturday, at Atwoods at 10 o'clock. I might actually be there, so say hey. Just yell out, hey Pete, which one's you? It's just the handsomest guy in the room. That's easy. Prior to that, we heard from Gene Dante and the Future Starlets. The Song of Hope, Hand Me Your Razors, from 2014's self-titled, well, no, 2014's, I believe it was a single. It's hard to tell. In any case, Gene Dante and his Future Starlets will be playing also tomorrow night at Sally O'Brien's with Cold Expectations and the Chelsea Curve. Another good show. So many good things coming up. Before that, we heard from Pushflowers, a favorite down here. They have a new release out called Close for Comfort, an EP from this fall. And that was a song off that called Bed Song. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, they're playing on Sunday with Los Film and Deep Hearts at O'Brien's. And we opened up the set with Gray Bouchard and his song Savin Hill off the single called Savin Hill from last year on the Mega Hex label. And Gray will also be playing. This last set has been kind of the local band ghetto of the show, but he will be playing at Opus up in Salem tomorrow night. Lots of choices tomorrow night with the Devil's Twins, the Anti-Queens, and Corner Soul. I neglected to mention to you in all that confusion about Nick Lowe that he is playing tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater. So good luck to you, confused person with too many options tomorrow. One option right now is stay tuned for DJ Easy Ed and his Variety Hour coming up next here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio.